Thank you for joining NC Radio Works for another episode of Buck Rogers. Where did we leave our sci-fi heroes last? Oh yes, there was a horrible crash right outside Dr. Hewer's window. What could it be? Shall we join the gang and see what made that horrible sound?
Buck Rogers in the 25th century!
And now, another thrilling episode of Buck Rogers. Back in 1919, Buck Rogers was in the lower workings of an abandoned mine near the city of Pittsburgh, when suddenly, the walls caved in and a peculiar gas caused him to be held in a state of suspended animation for 500 years. Finding himself in a strange and exciting world of the 25th century, Buck quickly adapted himself to the use of rocket-powered spacecraft and other marvelous scientific developments, which would seem almost impossible in our present day. With Wilma Deering and Dr. Hewer, Buck has visited Mars, Venus and Jupiter, Saturn, and even far-off Pluto. His life has been one amazing adventure after another. Now, in our last episode, you remember, Buck, Wilma, and Dr. Hewer were discussing a new instrument for the use on a rocket plane when suddenly... But let's join them there in Dr. Hewer's laboratory, okay? Then, here we go.
500 years into the future!
Good night!
Hey, come on, folks. Whoever's in that rocket ship that crashed out there is going to need help.
Yes, Buck.
Come on!
I'm with you, Buck. It looks to me that it deliberately cracked up right outside this laboratory.
Wilma's right, Buck. It didn't look like a ship out of control.
Well, you can hardly call it an ordinary landing. We better give whoever's in it... Hey, look! It's a Martian ship!
Right. See, the metal door on the side of it has opened.
Wait. It's all right.
Wait.
All right, Doctor? Well, the people in that ship need...
Wait, Buck, and listen!
You see now? It's just exactly like I told you it would be. Here we are, safe and sound, right on time.
Black Barney?
Well, I'll be doggone.
Well, I still don't think we needed to land that fast, Mr. Barney.
And Willie's with him.
You see? You made me skin my knee against the control board.
What difference does that make? We had to get down here in a hurry, didn't we?
My knee hurts, too.
And the only way to land in a hurry, so we's... Huh?
See?
Day, you did get kind of scratched up there, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Here, Willie, you just put your arm around my shoulder and I'll carry you straight over to a hospital. Yeah.
Oh, it didn't hurt that bad, Mr. Barney.
What do you mean, you didn't hurt it that bad?
I just thought you didn't care.
Oh.
And anyhow, what about that important package you have on board here for Dr. Hewer?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes, sir, we better get that gyro thing in Dr. Hewer's laboratory right this minute.
We'll take care of it, Barney.
Huh? Oh, hello there, Dr. Hewer.
Hello there. Hey,
Hello, Willie.
How are you?
All right.
Say, Doctor, how'd you know that we got here?
Don't worry, Barney. After that landing, the whole city knows you're here.
You could say so. It's a wonder that you didn't break your neck.
Well, Dr. Hewer was in a hurry to get that gyro thing we brought down from Mars, so I figured the quicker we landed with it, the better.
Well, I hope it's all right after that landing.
Oh, sure it is, Doctor. I got it stored away in the shocked insulator's storage cabinet.
Fine. My suggestion is we fly right over to the spaceport. We'll have the gyrocosmic relativator installed on a ship I have waiting for it over there.
Oh, good. Then we can go right ahead and test it out.
Yes, and Willie will have to expose his knee to a healing ray for a few minutes.
That's all right, Lieutenant Wilma.
No, sir. Now, Willie, you do what Lieutenant Wilma says to do.
It doesn't hurt, though. much?
Oh, I'll tell you what, Barney. My little rocket roaster is parked out back of the laboratory building.
Yeah?
So, you and Willie hop into that and go over to the hospital, where they will take care of that bruised knee. And meanwhile, we three will take the ship of yours over to the spaceport and install the gyrocosmic relevator on whatever sort of craft Dr. Hoor has waiting for us over there.
Okay, Captain Rogers, we'll do it. Come on, Willie.
Yes, sir. See you later.
All right, Willie.
Only, wait a minute. Listen, Doctor.
Yes, Bonnie?
Are you three gonna try out that gyro thing, or are you gonna have somebody else do it for you?
Well, we'll do it, of course.
Well, you sure it won't be, too dangerous, Doctor?
Dangerous? Oh, no, oh,
don't you laugh, Doctor. If it will do all the things you told me about by radio, it would do. Well, it sounds to me it might be dangerous or stuff.
Oh, no, not at all. And if you hustle over to the hospital with Willie, you could probably get out of the spaceport before we take off with it.
Okay, Doctor, okay. Come on, Willie.
And come on, Wilma. Doctor, let's get aboard here and over to the spaceport.
Yes, Buck. Now is the time to test the gyrocosmic relativator here. I'm almost as excited about it as you appear to be.
All set, Buck.
Right.
Close the metal door.
Want to take the controls, Doctor?
All right, Buck. Here we go.
Never know this ship has been through a crash landing, would you?
Well, Buck, I don't know if you notice it, but all these Martian ships are made really solidly.
Yeah, that's true there. They're not very fast, but tough.
Well, isn't that all perfectly natural? They're all made under Barney's supervision.
Right, but while you're steering us over to the spaceport, Doctor, I'm going to unpack the gyrocosmic relevator back here. Then, we can begin installation on the other ship just as soon as we get there.
That's a good idea, Buck. And I'll radio ahead to Joe Martin over there at the spaceport to have men and tools ready in order to save time. Calling Joe Martin at the spaceport. This is Dr. Hua calling Joe Martin at the spaceport. That's it, Joe. Have your men paid the bank of photoelectric cell into that aperture in the main bank of raucous to you.
Yes, sir, Dr. Hewer. All right, Al, swing it right over here.
That's it. As soon as we're through with the insulation, all of this machinery cleared away.
Yes, sir.
Should be all set for the tryout in a couple of minutes now. Shouldn't it, Doctor?
Yes, Buck. As soon as they finish bolting down that side plate.
Good. I'm anxious to get started with this experimental flight.
Wonder if Barney and Willie will get here before we take off. Barney apparently was quite interested in the gyrocosmic relativator.
Now how about this power line, Doctor?
Oh. Plug it into that outlet number one there, Buck.
Oh, right, sir. There. There it is, Doctor. It's all... Uh-oh.
What's the matter, Buck?
Oh, nothing. I just scratched the back of my hand, that's all.
All ready for the takeoff now, Doctor.
Fine, Joe. Tell your men to clear away and we'll go right out.
Yes, sir. They're on their way back to the main hangar now, sir.
Good. Well, Buck? Wilma?
Well, look here, Buck. You've taken a really big piece of skin off the back of your hand here.
Oh, forget it. Let's get up in the air in this rocket ship.
You're as bad as Willie was. Joe?
Yes, Lieutenant.
Don't you have a healing ray in your office?
Oh, sure, Lieutenant.
Oh, forget it, Wilma. It'll be all right.
No, sir. Come on over to the office with me, and we'll put your hand under the healing ray for a minute.
Well, but... Okay.
I'll go along with you so I can report to the Central Radio Bureau and... tell them where we are.
It's this way, right over here.
It's silly to worry about a little scratch like this, Wilma. I'm anxious to get start on that gyrocosmic relevator on the ship.
Right in here, Lieutenant Wilma. The healing ray's right there in the corner.
Here, Buck. Put your hand under while I turn it on.
Oh, okay.
There now. And don't turn it off until your hand is completely healed.
Now let's see where this radio unit of yours is, Joe.
Right here, Doctor. Oh, excuse me, sir. There's a call coming in on it now. Central Spaceport, Joe Martin speaking.
Central Radio Bureau, you've seen anything from Dr. Hewer? We've been trying to locate him from all over the city.
Why, sure. He's right here. Here, Doctor, this call's for you.
Thank you. This is Dr. Hewer.
Urgent message for you, Dr. Hewer, from the captain of the rocket police.
Yes?
It says one of the air guards has just discovered that your laboratory has been forcibly entered and completely ransacked.
What? Why, I just left there a few minutes ago.
Well, it was only discovered a few minutes ago. Shall I tell the captain you'll be right over?
No, as long as the rocket police are already there, no more damage will be done. I'm engaged in a very important experiment here, and I can't leave at the moment. I'll go back to my laboratory as soon as I've finished with it. Meantime, they'll know what measures need to be taken and can proceed accordingly.
Yes, sir.
Signing off.
Signing off.
Well, I can't say that I like that.
Say, maybe we better postpone the test, Doctor.
No, Buck. It's the most important thing we have at hand right now. We better go through it.
Whatever you say.
I wonder who could have done it. Surely Black Barney wouldn't have.
Oh, no. Powerful old Barney might have absent-mindedly pulled a locked door off its hinges to get in, but certainly wouldn't be involved in ransacking my laboratory.
And anyhow, he's probably out on the test ship wondering why we don't get started.
Yes. Well then, come along.
Better wait a second, Doctor. It may be another call for you. Central Station. Oh yes, sir. It's for you, Captain Rogers.
Okay, Joe. Thanks. Buck Rogers speaking.
Central Radio, Captain. Orders from the Office of the President. The entire Rocket Police fleet has been placed at your disposal.
What?
All regular patrol ships are standing by awaiting your orders. You have full authority to proceed along any lines you may see fit.
Now, wait a minute. Is this because of the trouble at Dr. Hoover's laboratory?
Nothing. Something happened to one of the guards at the municipal prison. The automatic alarm system was completely wrecked and the guard found lying in a storage room under the effects of a paralyzed ray.
Great Scott, man! Who did it?
Killer Kane and Ardala. They've escaped.
Doctor, Wilma, did you hear that?
Yes, Buck.
The worst criminals the solar system has ever known.
How could Kane and Ardala escape?
I don't know. But one thing's for sure. We're going to have to call out this test flight.
Not at all, Buck.
Huh?
Now we must go ahead with it.
But Doctor...
It will take far more than the ordinary rocket ship to track down that pair. And that's just exactly what the gyrocosmic relativator will prove.
Dr. Hewer is right, Buck.
Okay, then. Come on, let's go, then.
There's the ship. Just waiting for us. We can take off in it immediately.
Well, come on.
No, look!
There it goes! There goes our ship!
Well, somebody beat them to it. If you ask me, there's trouble ahead for our friends.
Thank you for joining us for another Vintage Radio show. Stay tuned for more episodes of Buck Rogers and the Gang. Listen to NC Radio Works wherever you enjoy your favorite podcasts.